This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. Our topic today, thought for today, is living principle. Living principle is something that we all think we're doing. We all think we're doing it so wonderfully. We follow the rules of society. We follow the laws. We do everything to a degree. To the degree that it pleases us. But we don't really follow it. We don't really, just as an illustration, and this is a terrible illustration. You're driving down the road and the sign says 60 miles an hour. Do you drive 60 miles an hour? Or do you drive 59? Or do you drive 61? Do you drive the limit of whatever it is you're supposed to drive? Now, what does a 60 miles an hour mean? It means drive 60 miles an hour or less. 60 miles an hour is the maximum. If you're pulling a trailer, you are not allowed to drive over 55 miles an hour. That's the maximum. You can drive less. You can't drive under 45 miles an hour on the freeway, but you can drive between 45 and 55 with a trailer. Now, how many of the big rigs that you see driving down the road are following the rule? How many of them are living up to principle? Now, would these people think that they were violating the law? Do they think, hey, we're just pushing it as much as we can, you know, and we're just trying to get through, we're trying to make a buck, you know. We're just trying. And then you talk to other people, you talk to the lady, the little old lady in tennis shoes, you know. She's driving along, and as she's driving along, she's going, say, 40 miles an hour. And the minimum speed on the freeway is 45. And she thinks she's just so safe and so proper driving at 40 miles an hour because the speed limit is, say, 55, or the speed limit is 65 or whatever. She's, you know, driving safely. But she isn't, because she's causing everyone else to have conniption fits. Now, if she were driving safely, what would she be doing? She'd be driving approximately the limit. And then she would also be driving in the slow lane. She would not be doing it. Or she would be driving on the surface streets. She wouldn't go on the freeway. And of course, the surface streets are very busy. It's more responsibility to drive on a surface street than it is to drive on a highway or a freeway. Because the highway or freeway, people dedicate themselves to moving along at certain speeds and doing certain things you can depend on. But on the surface street, you don't know if someone's pulling out of their driveway. You don't know if children are playing along the side with their ball. You don't know if a dog or cat is walking across the street and you've got to, you know, slam on your brakes. You don't know what's going on, so you have to always be very alert driving on the surface streets. So, and the surface streets are the streets that run between inside of the city. Now, oh, your living principle. Your living principle. Would you tell a lie? Oh, of course not. Would you cheat on another person? Oh, of course not. Would you talk about another person in a negative way? Oh, of course not. You know, I would never do a thing like that. And yet, you would violate the speed limit. You have a license that says you have agreed to follow the rules. You heard that. You have a license that says you've agreed to follow the rules, and you don't follow them. You were given your license under the consideration that you would follow those rules, and you don't follow them. Now, is that true of all of us? Yes, it is. Now, how can we say that we're following principle when in any area we do not follow it? Our life is a very demanding life. It's a very demanding life to be a human being. It's not a demanding life to be a divine being. It's a very demanding life to be a human being. A human being must live up to all of the principles and all of the agreements that he's done. A divine being is himself and has fun. A divine being lives harmoniously, joyously, wonderfully, without giving one thought to what is right or what is wrong, just living according to his own inner book. And his inner book is correct. But you see, you and I, we have not learned to live according to our inner book. We have learned not to live according to our inner book. Our inner book says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Our inner book says, be loving. Our inner book says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Our inner book says, garbage. Garbage. You don't do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You do everything that you like to do. And everything that you like to do is good and beautiful. And everything that you do to others is good and beautiful. Everything you do to yourself is good and beautiful. It's not based on what you want them to do to you. You see, that's the human. That's the human. The divine is just, you always do the right thing. You always do the harmonious thing. You're always loving. You're always peaceful. You're always joyful. You're always happy. You're always abundant. You're always fantastic. But the human, oh, you got so many things to look out for. In the human, you got to be careful of the weather. In the human, you got to be careful of hurricanes and floods and cyclones. In the human, you got to be careful of people who drive incorrectly. And as a human, you got to just so much to do. And you think in the vagueness of your mind that you are living principle on the human level. That is the biggest farce that has ever been perpetrated. And we perpetrated it on ourselves. That is a great farce. You don't live principle. You haven't the capacity to live principle. You have been trained not to live principle. You have been trained everything contrary to it. However, if you are really a divine being, if you are really living your divine being, you're not living principle. You're just living. Now you see, to live principle presumes that there's a principle to live. And there is no principle to live. There are rules that mankind gives us. They call them laws. There are rules that are set down by the church. We call them laws, canon laws and Judaic laws and laws of Christianity and laws of society and laws of culture and stuff like that. They call them these things because they're trying to make you follow them. They're trying to enforce them upon you. And it won't work. Because a person who dies with a smile on his face has come to realize at the end, perhaps, that, hey, so what? I'm doing my thing. I'm happy. A person who, oh God, I got so much to do. I haven't brought my book bookkeeping into work. I haven't said a goodbye to all of my children. I haven't called everybody. I haven't done this and that. Ooh. That's why it's so much nicer if you die in an accident, you know, because then you don't have to say goodbye to anybody. There's no time while you're lying on your deathbed to say goodbye. And actually, there's nobody to say goodbye to, because all these people are people you created, and they're always with you. They're always eternally in your universal consciousness. They're never separate as far as essences go. As far as human beings with names, they don't exist anymore once you leave this experience. But that's okay. So, we're talking about living principle. And we're talking about how ludicrous it is to say that we live principle or that we want to live principle. What is it that the University of Healing teaches? Be yourself and have fun. And people think that that is so contrary to right action, because what would be fun for you, what would be fun for them, is not necessarily fun for society. Well, that's not true. What is fun for you and what's fun for them is fun for society, because that's what fun is. Fun is not doing something that is taking advantage of somebody else or hurting another or taking from another. Fun is not showing your superiority over others. Fun is just being yourself and having fun. It has nothing to do with possession, ownership, judgment, or touchability, or one-pointedness. It has only to do with one thing. It only has to do with being yourself. Now, I suggest to all of us that we perhaps take a big program for ourselves and design it. It's called Learning to Be Myself. Learning to Be Myself. And that is the greatest thing in the world. Years ago, I gave directions to people on campus to do things. And then they, in turn, it was their responsibility to pass those directions on. And they passed the directions on by saying, Herb said this, Herb said that, Herb said the other. And then Herb was dead. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Herb was dead. You don't remember him.
Well, I wasn't here then.
No. Herb was dead because you didn't make that decision yours. If you don't want to pass on as your decision what you're told to pass on, then don't do it, because you will kill yourself and you will kill everything else. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if Herb says, now, be loving. Herb says we got to be loving. Herb says we got to be loving. Well, who wants to hear that? Nobody. And who wants to hear that you have to be loving? All your world wants to know is that you're loving. It's to look at you and see that you're loving. And the minute you pass things on and you say, Herb said this and Herb said that, then you have, you're demasculated or de-escalated or whatever you call it. You have no power. You're depowerated, huh? You have no power because you have given your power away to however much power Herb has that his word is going to carry through and make sure that something's done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very foolish thing to do. When you do that, you put yourself out of business. When you do that, you're not living principle. When you're doing that, you are just a sort of a clone or a clown activating yourself in some way or another. Okay, so let's be real careful now. We have before us our whole life. You say, well, I'm 99 years old. Well, you still got your whole life before you, however long it is. It may be 5 minutes. And all you do is say, hey, I like me. I'm very satisfied with what I've created here. I am a loving being. I love myself. I love everything in my world. I'm a happy person. And you're content. You're in bliss. Now, so it took you 99 years to get there, but you're in bliss. And you finally made it. Now, some people don't make it. Some people don't make it. And they don't make it because they carry within them the anger, the hurt, the feelings that they have things to be self-righteous about, and kapum, everything is shut. Everything is kapui. And it's really a shame. So, this day, follow principle. Follow the principle that says, be yourself and have fun. And then forget everything else. Forget everything else. And be loving, be gentle, be kind, be thoughtful, be considerate. And know that when you breathe your last breath in infinity,
mm-hmm.
But don't wait. Right now, you don't have to wait to breathe your last breath. Right now, you are in bliss. Now, how many letters is bliss? 5, right? It's a nice 5-letter word. And S-Y-L-V-I-A, that's 6, right?
Yeah.
And E-I-N-G-A, 4. E-L-L-E-N, that's 5. So Ellen is the only one who's in bliss. Herbert is 7, you know. So, or Herbie, H-E-R-B-I-E, is 6. So, you see, you're in bliss. You're in bliss when you mind your own business, you follow your own program, you listen to the divine within you, and just enjoy. Because that's what it's all about. Thank you for letting me share with you a little bit about living principle. I love you.
I love you.